I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
We're still going along here on Cougar Sports Saturday, powered by KSL Sports, Mitch Harper, Matt Biamonte. And now we're joined by our producer, Dallin Graff, the host of the Top 5.
Yes, and, exciting times here. 12 days away from BYU Utah. I had a text. This has been my favorite text we've ever gotten.
It can't be.
57500, the text line, if you want to. I look at them. I look at all the texts. We had somebody text in and ask, why is it called BYU Fall Camp if it only happens in the summer? And I've been asking myself that same question for the last month. It makes no sense. It doesn't happen in the fall at all. Why is it fall camp?
You know, that's a great point, because that's why I've been calling it Camp Kalani. Camp Kalani. And even Eric Mateo said, there's nothing fall about fall camp. It's just so hot. I mean, the field is like over 100 degrees down there in Provo. We're always sweating in those periscopes. I go and look at the playback on the KSL Sports Twitter feed. And I'm like, man, I'm just sweating. My forehead is just dripping in sweat because it's so hot down there. Yeah, there's nothing fall about that.
I'll take it a step further. Why are there so many things in football that aren't coined correctly, like throw game? That drives me nuts. It's passing yards, but then we call it the throw game. And then this fall camp as well. Why is Zach on a pitch count? This is football. It's a throw count, not a pitch count.
But it shouldn't be a pass count, because it's not a throw. It's a pass count.
Yes. Too much. We need to get like a set of set things that we call it. Yeah. I just think summer camp sounds like too much fun. You can't invite players to summer camp. Sounds like you're going to go on hikes and, you know, playing in the lake.
So, Dallin, what do we have on tap for this week on the Top 5? Because last week, I will admit, and Matt brought it up on social media, He gave me the win. I got the win back, and I'm in the win column again. Matt enjoyed his Baja Blast still.
Yes.
What do we got on tap top for the Top 5?
All right, so this week we are going to be looking at the best opening games to the season for BYU in the last 20 years. So I took it from the year 2000 on, because I felt like, you know, maybe it would be too exhaustive to enjoy to add everything.
Yes.
Dave, the board op, was not very happy, because then the Miami game, you know, gets left off that list, which I understand, but we're looking at from 2000 on. So we're going to start at number 5, go to number 1. You guys got to guess the best opening game BYU has had in the last basically 20 years.
Well, I know what number 1 is, and I'm just going to keep that in the back pocket, and I'm sure Mitch knows what it is as well. Number 5, I guess I'm going to have to go back to 2 years ago, or maybe 3, I'm trying to remember, Jake Oldroyd and the win over Arizona when Ty Detmer, it was his first year, I guess it was Kalani's first year as well, BYU winning at Arizona.
Oh. That was number 5, huh?
That one was number 5.
Wow. Let's go!
You're right. I think the kick, you know, I don't know. I think that was...
The kick was phenomenal.
Yeah, yeah. You feel like, you know, some of it has to do with a good game. Some of it has to do with a good ending. I don't know. It kind of just depends. But I felt like that was a good number 5
there. 2-minute drill with Taysom Hill. And then you got the storyline with Jake. Who is this guy? The cleats are green. That was a great win.
It really was. I think that was a fantastic win. Kalani's first game. It was a great way to start the Kalani era.
All right, to you, Mitch, what do you think's number 4?
I'm going to stay with the same opponent, but going to go back in time about 9 years. I'm going to say 2007, Arizona.
I'm going to stay with Arizona, and I'm going to go to last year.
No Arizona. I went with, and there's only one reason for this. It's the 2001 win against Tulane.
Oh, yes.
When BYU put up 70 points.
Yeah, they had 49 points in the first half.
Yeah.
And listen, it is Tulane, but you're putting up 70 points against anybody.
But that was an NFL backfield with Tulane. They had Patrick Ramsey, a first round draft pick, Mweldy Moore, a second round NFL draft pick. So that was a good Tulane team that BYU single handedly crushed. And it's it's like, whoa, yep. Gary Crone is coming in with a bang. BYU, 70 points to open up the Crone era. That was an impressive performance. Would love to see an offensive explosion like that again, maybe on August 29th, but I can't get too, I can't get too greedy.
Seeing the numbers they put up in 2001, you know, the scoring numbers there, got me a little excited. I was like, man, wouldn't that be fun to see? I don't know if we'll get quite to that level. It was pretty good. All right, to you, Matt, what do you think is number three on this list?
Oh, boy. Man, it feels like we play Arizona first every year. Like, man, I'm just trying to...
I don't know if there's any more Arizona
games. I'm trying to remember. Okay, I'm going to go with... I thought this was a nice win. First year of independence on the road at Ole Miss.
I'm going to say 2003 Georgia Tech.
No, I went with 2004, the win against Notre Dame.
Oh, yes.
Now, Notre Dame didn't have a great season, but that was on ESPN versus Brady Quinn. I mean, and you're playing Notre Dame, a storied franchise. That's a pretty good win to start off the
season.
Austin
Cauley.
Yes, that was a big one. Even John Beck got hurt in that game. Matt Barry held on to it. I was like, oh, we're sweating that thing out. Like, oh, where's John Beck? Todd Watkins was fantastic. That was his debut performance for BYU. Yeah, that was a good win. That was a really good performance. Gary Crow and teams were great in openers. They were fantastic, but then they always withered away in the rest of the season.
I'm going to say something crazy quick. I know we're running out of time. I actually liked those uniforms in that game.
Whoa, that's blasphemous. Erroneous. Erroneous.
It wasn't the bib, but I liked the trim on the shoulder.
Give me a break. Take the taste out of your tongue.
I never said the helmets. I specifically said the uniform. Okay.
All right. You stick to that. All right. Mitch, back to you. What's number two on the list?
I'm going to go with, let's see here. Gosh, I'm going to say 2015 Nebraska.
Great. Great choice. I mean, that was a game where, personally speaking, I was rushing back from Vegas to watch the game with a bunch of friends, and I got in there for the second half, and it was just pandemonium on the Hail Mary. You're shoving friends. It's like a mosh pit at a concert. I mean, it was just true joy with that Hail Mary.
Yeah, that was amazing. I was down on the field for that one. It was one of the best moments I've seen in person for BYU.
All right, and then number one, Matt. This should be pretty easy.
Yes, if I don't win this version of Top 5 Down, I'm going to have a big beef with you because it has to be 2009 BYU beating Oklahoma.
That is, I mean,
my greatest regret in life, guys, for the record. I was going to go to that game. I had just gotten home from my LDS mission. Was going to go, and then I'm like, nah, I'm not going to go. We're going to get killed. And now it's my greatest regret.
Yeah, BYU was a 21-point underdog, and they got it done, 14-13. Max Hall said it going into the halftime locker room, we're going to win this game. And then Brad Nesser's like, whatever they say down in Provo. It was, man, that was a spectacle. The thing is, too, BYU left a lot of points in that game. I mean, that could have been a 10-point win or so, but BYU was leaving a lot of points on the field, and, you know, they held on for the victory, and it kind of had to be that way. One of the best defensive performances I've ever seen by a BYU team in one game. It was top-notch. That was a fantastic team. And the thing is that Oklahoma squad, they ended up 8-5, but they had the toughest schedule in college football that year. That was still a very good, talented Oklahoma team.
And one of the gutsiest fourth down calls I think we've seen in this 20-year span. I mean, that decision to go right into a quick pass to Pitta totally changed that final drive that led to the game-winning touchdown.
Well, hopefully in 12 days we see BYU and Utah end up on this list potentially, because I think it has that makings if BYU was to come away with a win.
Absolutely. All right, Matt gets the victory this week. Back in the winner's seat. Mitch, this week is the loser. I'm a loser, baby.
So why don't you kill me? Yes. Feels good. Sorry, Mitch.
Come back.
I hate that you had to lose, but I love that I had to win. All right. Thanks, Dallin. Appreciate it. Another edition of the Top 5 hosted by Dallin Graff. Big appreciation to Dallin for putting that together. We got to take a break here in Cougar Sports Saturday. On the other side, time to know the foe, USC, with Ryan Abraham. Stay with us.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.